be around where the presence of the Lord is. When it comes to these. Amen, Miss Lana. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. These little children need to be around this kind of stuff. And I'm here to tell you, Miss Barbara back there, she's going to make sure these little youngins is looked after. I can grant you that. So you better be on your best behavior around her, or she'll come around asking a lot of questions. Amen.
They have in the Lord, and that's such a blessing. I know they don't get to see their children and their grandchildren all the time like I get to hold mine, and I just thank the Lord for letting them pass this way, this week, and be with us. It's just blessed my heart.
Amen.
You know, some people say, well, it ain't those old shavers out there that make it right. No, it ain't the shavers. They ain't nothing in the shavers, but God's here, and that's what's the most important thing, and I want to come here. I need this. It gives me strength for the journey to the months ahead. I just thank you all for coming, and what a blessing. The Lord's so good to us, and I just thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. You go right ahead, Miss Diane.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and for being so good to me and giving me the opportunity to be here this week. I have picked so much fruit to put in my fruit basket that I can live on for days. I just don't want it to ever spoil. I want that fruit to stay fresh in my heart and fresh in my soul. This is a holy place, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to stay on these grounds. When you come out and you walk around, and I could just talk to Jesus, and I was just feeling the holy presence of the Lord as I walked around here. This has been one oasis for my wet and dreary land that I am in this weary old world. And you know, I thank God that we have a place that we can come to, that we can lift him up high. He is exalted, and I praise the Lord for every little bit of particle of fruit that I've got in my life today through this week. And I appreciate every goodness that he throws upon me. And I'm glad to have my babies here today, too. And as I watch them every day, I ask the Lord to help me to be that oasis for them. They've got to come to know the Lord. And if they don't see Christ through me, God help us, because they're not going to see it in this world. Y'all pray for us that we would be what the Lord would have us to be. And I thank God for Taylorsville Camp Meeting.
Amen. 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 The Lord. The Lord's good. And I want to tell you, these grounds are prayed over. They're prayed over. We've asked God to touch every heart that walks on them. Every person that lives in these houses, camps on this hillside, comes underneath this tabernacle, eats in that dining hall, goes into those restrooms. They've been prayed over. Oh, I appreciate the good presence of the Holy Ghost. I bless his name. I do bless his name. Hallelujah. You can get help around here. You can get help for your life. That's what the man of God said last night. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Oh, I'm glad there's aid and assistance. There's rescue. There's deliverance. There's strength. There's power. Oh, there's guidance and direction. There's help around these places. Bless his name. Bless his name. People sitting in this congregation, as soon as this meeting's over, they're going to be accounting the days to camp meeting in 2018. They look forward to it. They tell their children about it. Hallelujah. I've had them to tell me at school, preacher, they 76 days left the camp meeting. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing that is. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Oh, I'm glad for his presence. Glad you can get some fruit for your life. If you're thirsty, he's water. If you're hungry, he's bread. Oh, if you're lost, he's a savior. If you're a sheep, he's a shepherd. I say hallelujah. He's whatever you need. Glory to his name. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. 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 Oh. Amen. Amen. Oh, my word. Amen, youngins. That's a good place to get. Well, thank God. Help her, Lord. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the fact that God touches these little children to be a blessing and a help. You say, well, they don't understand all that's going on. That may be so, but I'm here to tell you, when Mary saluted Elizabeth, John the Baptist leaped in Elizabeth's womb and rejoiced. And if he wants to touch a little baby in a womb, he can do it. And he can touch a little child that's sitting on a hard bench underneath an open-air tabernacle. And Brother Dana, I thought about your grandyoungins. What a blessing it is for them to see God touch your life. They'll never forget Papa. I preached. They got to see that. Got to see him preach under the anointing. That's worth more than what money could ever buy. What a blessing that is. What a blessing. And I'm just here to tell you, while it's raining good, now's the time to do business with God. I've told you before, I'll tell you again. My daddy-in-law told me you can't pull weeds when the ground's dry. They'll break off on the top. But he said, you let a good rain come and soften that ground. Said you can reach down and pull them weeds up, root and all. Said it's real easy. And I appreciate the fact he's a-troubling the waters around here this morning. And whatever you need, you ought to just listen to him while he's just speaking to your heart and to your life. I bless his name. Oh, I bless his name. Julie, you and Jesse, come on around here. I want you to sing that. Oh, how marvelous and oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love to me this morning. Oh, they's help to be found around here. And Miss Barbara said it's right. It's not in the shavings. It's not in the open-air building. It's not in all that. It's the fact that the Lord is here. The Lord is here. Bless his name. You listen while they sing. Oh, appreciate my family this morning. I'm glad I've got my family around me. I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed man. I am a blessed man. I thank him. I praise him. I'd rather see God touch my youngins and my grandyoungins than anything I know. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessed experience just to be where he's at this morning. You stand while they sing. Amen.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me. A sinner condemned.
life if you want it. That's what it's all about.
Oh, how
amen.
Let's
help for your life. Himself touching the lives of these children, these families. Oh, bless his name. Oh, he could have done it somewhere else. He could have done it Sunday at church, but he chose to do it right here, and I'm just glad I'm here. Hallelujah. Hey, there's help. There's help to be found. Bless his name. Bless his name. Come around here, Brother Dana. Whatever's on your heart, a testimony, y'all just wait right here. I just feel like you need to say something. Amen.
Hello.
I love you.
Steve, I told him last night, I said, why don't you let me have tomorrow off? Let some of these other fellas preach.
Bless your heart, David.
Boy, hadn't the Lord done some preaching this morning?
Oh, yes. He certainly has.
I'm so thrilled to see and watch, not only with my family, but I notice in your family, all these things, these kids running around here have complete liberty. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
Under control, but yet complete liberty. They feel at home in the old time camp. Yeah. They'll never forget that.
Amen.
I didn't realize when the Lord saved me as a 14-year-old boy out of paganism that He's going to raise up an army behind me. I ain't never forced to one of them. I ain't never pressed any of them. I've just trusted the Holy Ghost to rest in their heart.
Amen.
And He has. Got no telling, as Brother Steve said, these little ones said they may not know what's going on. Well, I got news for you. I don't know what's going on. I just want to get in on it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But I do have three things I want to say.
Say them.
It's on my heart this morning, very deep. Can you guess what it is?
I sure can.
Help me with it.
I love her.
Well, that's the only reason why I came this week. I figured she'd be here. I love him.
Yeah.
I figured if she's here, he said, if I catch two of them together, I'm getting in on it. He'd be here. I love the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I love her because without her, I'd have never known him. I love him because without him, there wouldn't have been no her.
Amen.
I love the Holy Ghost because he pointed me. Let me know.
Amen.
Him and her. Born and raised back in the hills of West Virginia. You've heard my story. The youngest of 11, two died as babies. Mother left when I was a year and a half old. My dad was a drunk all of his days. He never remarried. I never knew what a mother's touch was, a mother's kiss was. Never felt that. Raised in that home of nothing but daily alcohol everywhere.
Bless you.
There was no limitations to it. My dad drank it, and he pretty well expected everybody else to drink it. But somehow God gave me no taste for it.
Amen.
He's a saving me before he saved me.
Yeah.
So he could get me to where he could save me.
Amen.
But I've often wondered, a man and a woman getting married, as far as I can tell, my mom and dad never did really care for each other. All I know is the history. He pushed her out of a Jeep one time and tried to kill her. She caught him asleep, and hadn't been for my oldest brother, she'd kill him with a knife. And they fought from the history of it all the way through. And somebody said, why would two people who can't stand each other have all them young? I could understand they'd slip up and have one and then figure out they couldn't stand each other and part ways.
Yeah.
But then they had two. Then the news got around. Did you hear that Williams is having a third young one? That's a shame. I'm sure that's what they said. I hate it for them young ones.
Probably so.
And they said, well, there's a fourth. Said Kathleen's had, here comes the fifth. Oh, Lord, I know they said, here comes the sixth. Every 2 years, there's a seventh. It wasn't nothing but drinking and bars. He owned a bar, killed a man in a bar, lost everything he had as a result of it. Then there's a seventh. And then they said there's an eighth one, a ninth one. And before long, I'm glad they didn't know much about abortion back then.
Amen. Amen.
There's a tenth one, and somebody said, Lord, help, surely they'll quit at ten. But they didn't. You say, why? Because you're looking at number 11.
Amen.
God said, you're going to have 11. In all this hell, you're going to have 11 because I want number 11. I'm going to save him and call him to preach. Because she needs him.
Amen.
He needs her. And then back up here in the mountains of North Carolina, there's a family there that loved God, went to church faithfully. They had seven youngs. Had six, and the mama was, and daddy both was 46 years old, and they wasn't planning on no more. And guess what? Here come number seven. She said, I was so embarrassed I didn't even want to go to church, expecting at that age. Somebody said, well, why in the world did the Lord allow them to have number seven? Where you at, darling? Raise your hand. He's going to put a seven and 11 together is what he's going to do. That's a seven and 11.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, I'm going to let them pull together in her with the Holy Ghost for my name's sake. Raise up some young ones. And he's done it. Then he reached out into my oldest brother's world, who's little more than an infidel, one of the wickedest men I'd ever met. My prayer for Jack was, if Lord, you could save him, it would be greater than splitting the Red Sea.
Amen.
And guess what?
God saved him.
He saved
him. Amen.
But I didn't know that his son was in prison at the same time. God had just saved a little Mexican boy 2 weeks before, and they was in the holding cell together. Jackie was put in jail for selling drugs, spent 5 years in there. That little Mexican said, you don't mind if I say something to you, do you? Jackie said, I said, well, I reckon, go ahead. He started telling him about Jesus.
Amen.
Jackie got out, and as God would have it, he got out at the right time that him and his daddy got baptized at the same time. And he's called him to preach. And when I went up in that
Amen.
Area and got to preaching, I didn't have to hunt him up. He hunted me up.
Amen.
He called me Uncle D. He said, Uncle D, I got saved. And I went back home to all the other young'uns. I said, we got another young'un.
Amen.
So what are you talking about? I said, Jackie, his little family, they're another one of our young. God has done so much. I'm going to tell you something. It all came out of her.
That's right.
She came out of her because of him.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost. And now we get to enjoy all this together. I love her.
Amen.
I love him. I love the Holy Ghost. And don't you love Brother Steve? God has raised up this precious family. It just touches my heart to see them here His heart's in them. Serve the Lord. Lord bless him. By the way, Brother Larry Winkler is the one that performed the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife got married.
Amen.
Back then, I was young and he was still old. But I highly recommend him if somebody needs to get married, because ours has lasted 41 years.
Amen.
I love you.
I love you too, brother. The Lord's good to us. Now, who would have ever thought on a Friday morning, the last morning service of the camp meeting, that the Lord would just scrooge up real close, put his arms around you, and let you feel his touch, and allow you to worship him. I bless his name. He's good to us, and I thank him, and I praise him. And I just want to tell you, it's no telling what the Lord may do here tonight. The possibilities are eternal. What he may do. There's some things that have occurred here this morning that'll never be forgotten. And they'll never be ceased to be appreciated and to be hailed with affection. Bless his name. We're going to say the blessing, and you let Brother Dana know how much you appreciate his preaching this week. I love this man of God. He has fed my soul. The Lord has through him. And he has magnified our Lord and lifted him up. I've heard him preach many times, and he gets excited. But I tell you, I've seen him step up on a platform this week. God's just raised him up and spoke to our hearts. You let him know you appreciate it. We'll say the blessing.